listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff is exploring peace as a fruit of the Spirit. Today, we'll focus on how the peace we receive from God enables us to live in peace with others, even in challenging relationships. Our key verse for today is Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Over the past 2 days, we have explored peace as a fruit of the Spirit and how God is the ultimate source of true peace. Today, we are focusing on how His peace extends into our relationships with others. Our key verse today is Romans chapter 12, verse 18, and it calls us to live at peace with all people as far as it depends on us. This is not always easy, especially in a world filled with division, conflict, and misunderstanding. But as followers of Christ, we are called to reflect God's peace by fostering harmony and reconciliation in our relationships. To truly understand this, we first need to recognize that living in peace with others is not passive. It requires intentional effort, humility, and reliance on the Holy Spirit. Peace begins with reconciliation to God. Before we can live in peace with others, we must first experience peace with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 tells us, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This peace transforms our hearts, making us new creations in Christ. When we are reconciled to God, the barriers of sin and hostility are removed, and we are free to love and forgive others as He has forgiven us. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16 describes how Jesus broke down the dividing wall of hostility, bringing peace and unity among believers. As we walk in this reconciliation, we are empowered to extend the same peace to others. So, how has your reconciliation with God impacted the way that you approach relationships? Are there areas where you still need to allow His peace to transform your heart? Now, living in peace with others requires intentionality and effort. So here are some practical ways to pursue peace in your relationships. So number one is practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is essential to peace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 instructs us, "Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." When we release bitterness and choose forgiveness, we create space for healing and reconciliation. Number two is choose humility. Pride is one of the greatest barriers to peace. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 reminds us, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility, consider one another as more important than yourselves." Humility allows us to prioritize others and seek resolution instead of winning arguments. Number three is seek to understand. James chapter 1, verse 19 encourages us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Listening with empathy and seeking to understand others' perspectives fosters peace, even in disagreements. Number four is be a peacemaker. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." Peacemaking involves actively working to resolve conflicts, bridge divides, and promote reconciliation. And number five is pray for others. Prayer is a powerful tool for peace. When we pray for those that we struggle to get along with, God softens our hearts and helps us to see them through his eyes. Now, even with all of these steps, and despite our best efforts, living in peace with others can be challenging. So here are some common obstacles and how the Holy Spirit helps us overcome them. Number one is pride and selfishness. Pride says, I'm right and you're wrong, while selfishness puts your needs above others. The Spirit cultivates humility and love in our hearts, helping us prioritize peace over being right. Number two is unresolved conflict. Avoiding conflict only creates tension and resentment. The Spirit gives us the courage to address issues with grace and seek resolution. Number three is bitterness and unforgiveness. Holding on to past hurts creates barriers to peace. The Spirit empowers us to forgive, just as God has forgiven us. Number four is fear of rejection. Fear can keep us from pursuing peace, especially in difficult relationships. The Spirit reminds us that our worth is rooted in Christ, not in others' opinions. The Holy Spirit plays a pivotal role in relational peace. He is essential in helping us live in peace with others. The Spirit produces love. Peace flows from love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 lists love as the first fruit of the Spirit, showing that it's foundational to all the others. The Spirit fills our hearts with God's love, enabling us to extend grace and compassion to others. The Spirit also guides our words. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." The Spirit helps us speak with gentleness and wisdom, promoting peace instead of conflict. The Spirit also gives us patience. Patience is another fruit of the Spirit that fosters peace. When we are patient with others, we create space for understanding and reconciliation. Now, here are some reflection questions for today. Are there specific relationships in your life where peace feels difficult to achieve? And how can you invite Holy Spirit into those situations? Number two, which obstacles to peace, pride, unresolved conflict, bitterness, or fear are most present in your relationships? And how can you address them this week? And number three, how might pursuing peace in your relationships reflect God's love and glorify Him to those around you? Living in peace with others is both a command and a privilege. As we rely on the Holy Spirit, practice forgiveness and humility, and prioritize reconciliation, we reflect God's peace in our relationships and testify to His transforming power. Thank you for joining me today as we have explored what it means to live in peace with others. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.